afternoon. Let's take a look. Today is Friday, March 5th, 2021. And welcome to the Opochli podcast. I hope everybody had a good week. Happy Friday. It's good to be to get through this week, even though I have on call the entire weekend, which means I'm committed to staying at home. You know, I can't really go out because I need to be near a computer to be able to assist anybody who is having production issues if the need arises. So that's my life this weekend. So I do want to thank anyone who's listening, who's tuning in today, or whenever you're tuning in. I don't know. I just kind of don't really have anything to talk about. I just thought that I would come on here and, you know, just do a podcast, because I've done one... Just to keep the streak going, I've done one pretty much every single day this week, and I don't know why I wouldn't do one today. So that's my reasoning behind it. I'm not gonna plan on doing a long podcast. I just wanna do a short one, talk to you guys here for a little bit, and then, you know, just take it from there. Just hopefully this evening will be a little bit more passive. You know, I don't want to be dealing with too many issues. Right now I'm just on lunch, actually, so still technically working. But it's near the end of the day. I had to take a late lunch, but I was just thinking, like, how crazy it was, how much I was able to get done. You know, and it's not just it's just a factor of me being in a better mood, in a more positive mood, you know, less depressed. And I think it all stems from getting that monkey off my shoulder. I had DECA expiring soon, so I had to jump on that and make sure I at least got it sent in. I'm not very optimistic that it's going to be approved, especially because of how quickly I got it done. Basically, I willed my way through a few hours after, like, it was like 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. And, you know, I knew I had to do it, because it was one of those things I kept procrastinating. And the more and more and more I waited, it was the more depressed I would get, the more burdensome it would become, you know, and the more I would procrastinate. So I finally got that done, you know, and I have a couple more things like that. Like, I've neglected to pay my property taxes, I guess you would call them, for a bunch of land that I own across the states. When I was younger, that was my favorite way of investing, of putting my money away. And, you know, I don't want to let that work go to waste. So, you know, I don't want my land to get sold under me just because I wasn't able to pay a couple $100 in taxes. So it's not like I've been incapable, or, you know, like I didn't have the money. I just been procrastinating and overworked and stressed, and it's been at the least of my priorities. But, you know, it's one of those things that's always, it's always on the back of my mind. It's one of those stressors, and that's next on my list. You know, I'm gonna call each freaking county. They make it so difficult, so annoying. Figure out how much I owe them, and, you know, just pay that, maybe a little bit extra. I don't know if I could do that, and it will just carry over for the following year. But, you know, just thinking about that, I just think maybe it's time to move on from those investments. I've made money off of them, you know, and I need money right now, so it might be a good opportunity to liquidate my assets. But yeah, you know, it's all going towards a positive future, because I know once I get all this shit done, once I get this all off my mind, then I can just focus on being a better me, you know, focus on myself, building myself, and after that, I can focus on building my channel, building my future, you know, or move on to a different project, you know. I still want to become an entrepreneur. I still want to run businesses. I have a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, but I just don't have time to put it to work, you know, and I don't have a partner, anyone that I could say that could motivate me, that could push me, that could help me achieve that goal a little bit faster. So, you know, I know we'll get there. Might just take a little longer than I anticipated, but you know, it's all in good. It's all for the betterment of my future. So I'm excited. But yeah, I got DECA done. I got, you know, I'm getting a lot of things done. You know, and the next thing after that. Oh, frick. Was hoping I could get some pet food, but it's closed, so I reckon you guys will have to listen to me a little bit longer at least. So unless there's anything else I want to check out here, it doesn't look like it. It's a bummer. Well, you know what, maybe I'll just before I leave, I'll just finish this podcast, wrap it up, because like I said, I don't want it to be too long. I work most of the day, and at this point, I'm just looking forward to going home and listening to some entertainment. So, you know, I don't want to just rant my whole way home, but I just wanted to, you know, check in. Say hi to you guys, you know, and give you an update and just keep this streak going since I've been able to maintain it this week. And I'm motivated to get a lot of shit done. You know, it's hard when you're depressed to get into that mindset. So when you do get into it, you have to take advantage. Red Bull. Anyways, Tracy Parrott's for you. What the hell is that? LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, captain for the East. LeBron James, captain for the West. So the way that they do the All-Star game nowadays, you know, they... guy doing so, all right, whatever. So what they do nowadays, they have a captain, and they have on each side, right, the west side, the east side, and then they do a draft, you know. And of course, LeBron picks Giannis first, KD picks Kyrie Irving second, you know, and then they go down the list and they draft players one by one. First they do the starters, then they do the reserve. First pick of the draft for Harden was, or for Kevin Durant from the reserves, was James Harden. You know, and it was so funny because it just seemed like they purposely didn't pick Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert until the last picks. They were both the last picks, and they basically split them up so one was in the East, which is Donovan Mitchell, and then Gobert was with LeBron James in the West. You know, it was just kind of sad. And I know what's going to happen now. Well, you know, and then our coach is in the West side, so they fucked us over. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I love you guys. You guys have a good day, and see you next time.